The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 21, Text Number 34, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on May 27th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 21, Text 34. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nirakshatastasya yaya vishesha Siddheshvara bishtuta siddha marga Akarnayan patra ratendra pakshayar Ucharitang stomam mudirna sama Nirakshatastasya yaya vishesha Siddheshvara bishtuta siddha marga Akarnayan patra ratendra pakshayar Ucharitang stomam mudirna sama Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. While the sage stood looking on, the Lord left by the pathway leading to Vaikuntha, a path extolled by all great liberated souls. The sage stood listening as the hymns forming the basis of the Samaveda were vibrated by the flapping wings of the Lord's carrier, Garuda. Purport. In the Vedic literature, it is stated that the two wings of the transcendental bird Garuda, who carries the Lord everywhere, are two divisions of the Samaveda known as Brihat and Ratantara. Garuda works as the carrier of the Lord, therefore he is considered the transcendental prince of all carriers. With his two wings, Garuda began to vibrate the Samaveda, which is chanted by great sages to pacify the Lord. The Lord is worshipped by Brahma, by Lord Shiva, by Garuda, and other demigods with selected poems, and great sages worship him with the hymns of the Vedic literature, such as the Upanishads and Samaveda. These Samaveda utterances are automatically heard by the devotee when another great devotee of the Lord, Garuda, flaps his wings. It is clearly stated here that the sage Kardama began to look to the path of which the Lord was being carried to Vaikuntha. It is thus confirmed that the Lord descends from his abode Vaikuntha in the spiritual sky and is carried by Garuda. The path which leads to Vaikuntha is not worshipped by the ordinary class of transcendentalists. Only those who are already liberated from material bondage can become devotees of the Lord. Those who are not liberated from material bondage cannot understand transcendental devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated, Yatatam mitpavi siddhanam. There are many persons who are trying to attain perfection by striving for liberation from material bondage, and those who are actually liberated are called Brahmabhuta or Siddha. Only the Siddhas or persons liberated from material bondage can become devotees. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who is engaged in Krishna consciousness or devotional service is already liberated from the influence of the modes of material nature. Here it is also confirmed that the path of devotional service is worshipped by liberated persons, not the conditioned souls. The conditioned soul cannot understand the devotional service of the Lord. Kardama Muni was a liberated soul who saw the Supreme Lord in person, face to face. There was no doubt that he was liberated, and thus he could see Garuda carrying the Lord on the way to Vaikuntha and hear the flapping of his wings vibrating the sound of Hare Krishna, the essence of the Sama Veda.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapara Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sujivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So it's quite interesting to note here in this verse that there's a path, there's a highway, you see. Or a skyway that leads to Vaikuntha. And that path is not worshipped by the ordinary class of transcendentalists. In other words, there are two types of transcendentalists. There are the ordinary transcendentalists and the extraordinary transcendentalists. The ordinary transcendentalists are the impersonalists, you see, and the yogis. But the extraordinary transcendentalists, those are the bhaktas. So this path is not really known to the yogis and the gyanis, you see, the impersonals. This path is only known to the devotees. In other words, it's a secret path. If you just imagine there was some road here in Bulgaria, you see, that was invisible to the ordinary people, but only great transcendentalists could see that road and use that road. Some kind of super highway, you see, where you could travel very fast even without using a motor vehicle, just by the speed, just by the mind. Just by desire, you could move, zoom along that highway with no, not even need of a vehicle, you see. But it was only known to the devotees. No one else could see it, no one else could use it. It was, no one else had access, but the devotees have special access to this highway. So this is what's being spoken of here. There's a special pathway leading to Vaikuntha, which is only known to the great liberated souls. And now, as Garuda takes off with the Lord on his shoulders, his wings are chanting Hare Krishna. That's pretty amazing.
И сега, когато Гаруда отнася Бога на раменете си, неговите...
Garuda is so Krishna conscious that even when his, by the flapping of his wings chant Hare Krishna.
Гаруда е толкова Кришна съзнат, че когато размахва криле, звука от тях е Хари Кришна.
So one may say, well, this sounds like mythology to me. I mean, how could all this be true? It just seems, it's not really, where has science confirmed all of this? My question, where is one thing that science has absolutely confirmed? Whereas, give me even one thing that science has absolutely confirmed. Because every time they come out with a new science, you know, new discovery of science, then a few years later they find out it was incorrect, and now they have a new discovery.
Защото всеки път, когато се появи ново научно откритие, след няколко години се оказва, че това не е вярно и те правят ново откритие.
So why should we depend on such imperfect system of acquiring knowledge to confirm what we're reading in the Vedas? It doesn't make sense to me.
Защо е необходимо да разчитаме на такава несъвършена система за придобиване на знанието, за да потвърждаваме това, което вече е написано в Ведите?
So what is our basis for accepting this as true?
Така че на основата на какво ние приемаме това за вярно?
Is it blind faith?
Дали това е сляпа вяра?
Well, of course, blind faith is better than no faith.
Разбира се, сляпата вяра е по-добра от никаква вяра.
But blind faith also is not very good because then you can give it up also.
Но сляпата вяра също не е много добра, защото човек може да изостави.
So the best thing is to have enlightened faith.
Затова най-добре е човек да има просветлена вяра.
To have faith based on philosophical, logical, scientific understanding of reality.
Вяра, която се основава на философско разбиране на реалността.
In other words, when something is accepted by the mind, you see, it can be accepted or rejected.
Ако нещо се приема от ума, то може да бъде прието или отхвърлено.
The mind is like an on, just like this light switch over here. You can flip it on or off. You see, the mind is like an on and off switch. If you can flip the light on, you can also flip it off. So, if we, as long as we accept Krishna consciousness in the platform of the mind, it's just as easy as it is to accept it, it's also that easy to reject it.
Ако приемаме Кришна съзнание на платформата на ума, е много лесно да го приемем и много лесно и да го отхвърлим също така.
So the mind can just as easily accept something as it can easily reject it. It's like the light switch can be easily turned on or off.
Умът може лесно да приеме нещо и лесно да го отхвърли, както ключа за лампата може да бъде включен.
So the mind is not a very solid platform in which to accept Krishna consciousness. But the intelligence is quite different from the mind. When something is accepted by the intelligence, then it becomes a permanent thing. Permanent. The intelligence and the soul are very, they're next door neighbors, they're very close to each other. So therefore we should have an intelligent understanding of these scriptures. And the children also should be taught to sit and hear these classes, otherwise they're never going to become devotees. There's a chance of them becoming devotees is reduced if they can't sit and hear the classes. It's like last night, there's, you know, the kirtan was going on, the class was going, the children are all just running around. They're not trained to sit and relish Bhagavad Gita, you see.
Както с нощи, по време на вечерта киртана, децата бяха навънка и играха и тичаха, вместо да слушат тук.
So that's a dangerous sign for their future after they grow up. Very dangerous thing.
Това е опасен знак за тяхното бъдеще, когато пораснат.
They may be cute little bhaktas now, but once they become teenagers, if they never got a taste for hearing about Krishna, well, all I can do is we say, beg for Krishna's mercy.
Те сега може са сладки бхакти, но когато един път станат тинейджери и не са обучени да слушат Кришна ката,
because unless one can actually understand this Krishna consciousness with one's intelligence, one can easily reject it. So, therefore, this Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, purports of Srila Prabhupada, they are so important for our spiritual life.
Коментари върху Бхагаватам и Бхагавад Гита на Шрила Прабхупада са толкова важни за нашия духовен живот.
It's very essential we have a deep philosophical understanding of these principles here.
Много е важно ние да имаме дълбоко философско разбиране на тези принципи, които са заложени тук.
Just like I received an email yesterday from one gentleman, his colleagues at work We're saying, well, Krishna is a Hindu god. The Bhagavad Gita is a Hindu scripture. It's for Hindus. He wanted to know, what should I say to him? How can I respond to these colleagues of mine when they say that Krishna is a Hindu god and he's for the Hindus only, and that the Bhagavad Gita is for Hindus only? What can we say to such a person? Well, the first thing is, never think you have to buy into their view of reality. That's the first thing. In other words, the conditioned soul's view of reality is false. Never think that you have to buy into their view of reality. You don't, because it's a bogus view. We have it sometimes. A neophyte preacher has that difficulty. They tend to buy into the world view of the person who is challenging them, and that weakens them to be able to say anything effectively. We have our view of reality from Srila Vyasadeva, the greatest scientist in the history of the universe. We have our view of reality from Srila Prabhupada, who is the greatest explainer of Srila Vyasadeva in a way comprehensible to the modern mind. So when we try to talk with someone about Krishna consciousness, we have to be completely detached from their worldview and completely fixed in the worldview of Vyasadeva and Srila Prabhupada. And in the example of Krishna being a Hindu god, well, the first point is, what's a Hindu? There's no such thing as Hindu religion. That's the first thing. The word Hindu was a term coined by the Muslims to describe those persons living east of the Sindhu River. It does not refer to a particular philosophical system or a particular set of religious principles, even. And the second point is, have we ever heard Krishna? We always hear Krishna just as Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe. We've never heard him addressed as Hindunath, the Lord of the Hindus. So, this claim that Krishna is the God of the Hindus is a completely bogus claim. There's no merit to that claim that Krishna is the God of the Hindus. He's the God of everyone, you see. And those Hindus who are actually enlightened, they realize that Hindu is a bogus word, has nothing to do with the Vedic culture. Only the less educated Hindus think that they are Hindus. So in this way we have to understand from everything in the light of transcendental knowledge.
Трябва да разбираме всичко в светлината на трансценденталното познание.
Bhagavad Gita is the universal science religion, the universal science of the individual self reconnecting himself with the Supreme Person who is the source of all existence. That's what the Bhagavad Gita is.
Bhagavad Gita is науката за вселенската религия, как индивидуалното себе се възстановява връзката си с върховното себе.
It is not sectarian dogma for a particular sect of religion.
Това не е една сектантска догма за определена религиозна група.
It is the pure essence of religion.
Това е чистата същност на религията.
So we have to understand Krishna consciousness as the pure essence of religion.
Затова ние трябва да разберем Кришна съзнание като чистата същност на религията.
Which means to re-link with the supreme source of existence.
Което означава да се свържем отново с върховния източник на съществуването.
Religion simply means to reconnect with the powerhouse. That's a.
Религия означава просто да се свържем с
Just like this amplifier here, you see.
Както този осилватор тук.
There is some difficulty of it connecting with the powerhouse.
Имаше проблеми да
The energy flowing properly from the powerhouse.
Провеждането на тока от
Somewhere in the wires there was some misconnect happening, you see.
Някъде в жиците имало нещо не се осъществява добре връзката.
Therefore it was not performing its function. Properly. So right now we have a misconnect with the Supreme Person. Therefore we are in a dysfunctional state. So just as we fix this amplifier, we have to fix ourselves as well.
Това както ние оправихме тази колона, този осилвата, така трябва да оправим и себе си.
We need to become solidly connected with that Supreme Person once again.
Необходимо е да се свържем отново солидно с тази върховна.
So what is that connecting process?
И какъв е процесът на свързване?
That is called loving service.
Това се нарича любовно служене.
Devotional service.
Служене с преданост.
Bhakti. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Narada Muni Prabhu?
Там ще въпрос за децата и понеже това е ме вълнува. Аз съм смятал до сега, че децата като идват тук и като играят, защото те обичат да играят, така развиват личностни отношения и им е приятно да идват в храма и смятам, че по този начин се опитваме да ги привлечем. А сега разбрах, че всъщност децата не обичат да учат първоначално, поне аз съм за. Сега разбрахме, че трябва да ги караме да слушат. Просто още е разяснение по този въпрос.
Regarding the point you made about the children, he always thought that bringing the children here and letting them play with each other is kind of helping them to develop relationships between them and attract them to come to the temple. But now, and he also noticed that children, they want to play, they doesn't want to learn.
Yes, they can play, but that should be after the class, not during the kirtan in the class. After prasadam, there can be some time they play. During the kirtan and the lecture, they should learn how to participate in these activities.
Да, няма проблем децата да играят, но нека това да бъде след киртане, след лекцията, след прасана. Те трябва да участват в тези дейности.
Children automatically know how to play with children.
Децата по естествен начин знаят.
They don't become liberated by doing that.
Да играят с други деца. Те няма да получат освобождение от тези дейности.
And, you know, are they out there talking about Krishna guitar or are they just doing the normal child play? You know, let's be honest.
Дали си говорят за Кришна или просто си играят?
So doing child play with other children of devotees doesn't liberate one from this material existence.
Така че просто да си играят с други деца на предано даване, това не ги освобождава от материалното съществуване.
The thing to remember is this, that the younger they are, the more fertile their brains are for learning things.
това, което трябва винаги да се помни, че колкото са по-малки, толкова по-плодороден е техният ум да научават.
So at what point of life is it most essential and most important that one develops a taste for kirtan and for hearing Bhagavad Gita? At what age?
Затова кажете ми, коя възраст е най-подходяща да се развива вкус към киртан и...
It's even more important for them than it is for us.
Други думи, за тях е дори по-важно да развият този вкус, отколкото за нас.
Because this is their formative time of their life. Whatever impressions and mindset they're developing now, that will be through the whole day.
Защото това е времето, когато възрастта, в която те се формират и всички впечатления, които сега придобият, ще определят живота им по-нататък.
So we think, well, it's, let them just do whatever they want.
Ако ние си мислим, нека те да си правят просто каквото си искат.
Well, such guidance is described sometimes as enemy.
Понякога такова ръководство се описва като
the father or the spiritual master who does not chastise his child or his disciple is considered the enemy of his child or his disciple.
Един баща или духовен учител, който не дисциплинира своя ученик или...
He's not considered a friend, he's considered an enemy.
Не се счита за приятел, се счита за враг.
He does not train his child or his disciple how to absorb himself in Krishna consciousness. He's an enemy, he's not a friend.
Този, който не обучава своето дете или ученик, той не се счита за приятел, за враг.
Any other questions? Наради?
In this connection, at what age we should encourage the children to start chanting?
Of japa, you mean?
Yeah, japa.
At the age, whatever age, according to the individual child, whatever age they importance, they realize and turn them on the beads we're talking about now. On the lips, as soon as they can say anything, they can chant japa. If the first word the baby says is Hare Krishna, then that's very good.
Когато проговорят Боже, ако първата дума, която едно бебе каже е Хари Кришна, това ще е
много. But on the beads, whatever age they can properly give respect to the beads and not, you know, lay them on the, just leave them, throw them on the ground or something. At whatever age they can respect the sanctity of the beads and honor the sanctity of the beads, at that age they can start chanting japa.
Що се отнася за мантруването на джапа, това може да започне на такава възраст, която те имат правилно отношение към бройницата и не я просто носят и захвърлят.
The way to do it is to make it a wonderful experience for the child.
Начинът, по който това може да се направи, като ги накарате да се чувстват.
That the whole family sits down together. Okay, now we're going to have the most wonderful adventure, children. The most wonderful time. We're going to have a wonderful time together. We're going to meet Krishna. Now we're all going to go and meet Krishna.
Трябва да го направите много привлекателно за тях. Събирате с цялото семейство и казвате, скъпи деца, сега ще имаме удивително.
So we're going to sit down here and we're going to call the name of Krishna on our beads, and Krishna is going to come in the form of his name and bless us with his divine association.
Сега ще се подготвим да посрещнем Кришна, който ще дойде и ще ни благослови своето божествено общуване.
If you teach the child to chant, well, this is something you have to do because this is our duty, you know, Gurudev wants us to do this or something, that's not very good.
Ако карате детето да мантрува, защото ти трябва да правиш това, защото това е наш дълг и Гурудев е казал да се мантрува, това не е.
You have to make japa the most, wow, this is the most amazing, wonderful, exciting thing that you could ever do in your whole life.
Вие трябва да убедите детето, че джапата е най-прекрасното, най-вълнуващо нещо, което може да прави в живота.
We're going to actually directly associate with that person who is the source of everything.
Ние ще общуваме директно с тази личност, която е източникът.
The source of the mountains, the sky, the air, the food, the water, everything. He's the source of our very existence, and we're going to associate with him right now.
Това е личността, която е източникът на всичко съществуващо, включително и самите нас, и сега ще общуваме лично с него в този момент.
This is the supreme fun. There's nothing more fun than this.
Това е върховното забавление, няма нищо по-забавно от това.
You get to play with Krishna. He dances on your tongue.
Ще получите възможност да играете с Кришна. Той ще танцува на вашия език.
So in this way, if you present it in a the best descriptive way for your children, so they become completely amazed and awed and excited that, oh wow, this is amazing, I get to associate with Krishna.
И ако го представите по този привлекателен начин за ваши деца, така че те да се въодушевят и да си кажат, о, това е удивително, аз ще общувам директно.
You train them like this, they'll be chanting japa just for the fun of it.
И ако така ги обучите, те ще мантруват джапа за забавление.
Next question. Vishnu Priya Manaji.
I don't like the point here, what you said. Can I?
Speak up.
Can I make the point?
Oh, absolutely. We'd like to hear your point.
If the child is hearing from the beginning, then there is no difficulty in chanting his japa also.
If he's hearing the classes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the best thing is as soon as the baby comes out of the womb, actually while the baby is in the womb, the mother is regularly coming to the temple. She's regularly chanting her japa. She's regularly hearing kirtan tapes. She's regularly singing during the day, so the child gets to hear all these vibrations all day long. The mother's singing bhajans.
Майката редовно през целия ден да възпява святото име баджан и така.
It's like there's a nice bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Детето да чува тази вибрация.
So mother can be singing this while she's doing the housework, you know.
Майката може да повтаря тези баджани докато си върши.
You know that bhajan, Gai Gaur Madhur Swari. Very nice. Gai Gaur Madhur Swari. Gai Gaura Madhur Swari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Gai, Gaura Madhur Swari. So the mother is singing like this all day long, you know, doing her house. All day long she's singing bhajans while she's cleaning the house, cooking. So the child is constantly immersed within the womb for 9 months, constantly immersed in transcendental vibrations, you see. This is called real motherhood. And then when the child comes out, immediately they bring the child to the temple for the talk and have darshan of Gaur Nitai and Jagannath. And then bring the child every time you come to the temple, and that should be as often as possible. The child comes with you. You keep the child pacified. You have to give him a little prasadam in the mouth to keep him from crying. Keep the child pacified so the child is hearing, 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 hearing. You see, there's actually nothing more enlivening, nothing more exciting, nothing more fun than Krishna Katha. There's nothing that this is exciting, this fun. Playing in the yard doesn't compete with it. Or for older people, having sex doesn't compete with them. Or, you know, winning the lottery, winning a $10 million prize in the lottery. He doesn't compete with them. There's no pleasure in this material world which can come close to the pleasure of Krishna Gita. So if the child is trained how to actually, it means you have to go, you have to hear meditatively. You understand? One has to hear it meditatively. That means one needs to absorb one's consciousness in the transcendental sound vibration. The parents have to show this example of themselves being able to hear meditatively. And train the children how to do this. And then those children become great transcendentalists, I guarantee you. So, any other questions? Hare Manjali.
Ние сме далеч от тази платформа, а трябва да изграждаме взаимоотношения между нас и не можем да ги изградим на принципа на любовта. Ние не изпитваме любов към друг и не можем да даваме любовта си на другите. Какви са правилата, по които трябва да установим такива взаимоотношения, че от тая позиция да отидем към любовта между двамата?
In the Shastras, it is stated that the pure devotees are dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to them.
He does what?
The pure devotees are dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to them.
He does what to everyone?
He's dear.
Hears?
Dear.
He's dear.
Yeah, very loving and dear to everybody.
Dear. Oh, okay. Okay.
And but this is for the pure devotees. So we are far away from this platform.
Well, do the best you can, then. Move your way up. It's a fact he's dear to everyone because everyone is dear to him. That's a fact. So, if you can't be 100% pure, Prema Manjari Devi Dasi, then you at least be 1% pure. And then from 1% you can go to 2%. And 2% to 3%. In this way you can move forward in the pathway of bhakti. And you can also become the pure devotee.
Някой, когато децата са много малки, те започват много да плачат на лекция, когато имат 2-3 деца. Това разсеява всички, които слушат. Това е нещо. Може да коментира.
Again about the children. When they are very small and if they come to the class, sometimes they start crying and they create disturbance.
That's why you have to have some pisharam handy.
Затова трябва да имаш под ръка прасана.
If they start crying, you just put some, give them a little, let them feed them some pishadam, give them a little pishadam. They can just nibble on the pishadam. Pishadam works wonders, just pacify a crying child. That way they can be, but if it's too bad, then I've seen, you know, mothers who are very expert in training their children. If the child's too much of a problem, she'll take the child outside and give him the sus. It's called the fear of God. Give him the real sauce and then to shut up and then bring him back in. I've seen expert mothers do that also. But the Vishadam technique works pretty well. And the idea is you show the example. You, the parents, be the acharya, you see. And all the adults should also do this. We should all be good examples of sitting nicely and hearing the class. I mean, participating. I mean, we had a problem yesterday on Harinam. Some of the devotees were sitting in the back just chatting away during the kirtan. It's ridiculous. What sort of example is this for the children?
Проблема е, че ние възрастните не даваме добър пример, както вчера на Харинама някои са преодани си стояха отзад и си говориха по време на киртан. Това не е добър пример.
We need to ourselves be good examples. We come participate in the activities with rapt attention.
Самите ние трябва да даваме добър пример, когато участваме всички дейности с пълно внимание.
If we sit straight, you know, and hear nicely, then the children see the children to sit straight and hear nicely and to focus their attention on what's being said.
If
they want to play together, that's all right, but not during the class time and not during the kirtan time. That's other times they can run and play. There's no problem. But during the class and the kirtan, they should be taught to do them. Otherwise, we're killing them. We're murdering them, actually. We're murdering them. Any other questions? Purusha Tita Prabhu.
Regarding the controversy about this, that Krishna is Hindu god, and this question, he remembers that Srila Prabhupada explains in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita about Sanatana Dharma and that different faiths they're sectarian. So isn't it better to explain to them everything on the basis of Sanatana Dharma?
It depends on the audience. Yeah, that's a very good line of argument, of course.
That was a good way to explain.
See, Prabhupada, you can see how he explains things. If you study, it's not that the way Prabhupada said it in one place is he always did it that way, no. Prabhupada is very expert at time, place and circumstance. It's not because he did it in one way, in this way, that that's the way you have to always do it, no.
If
you read through all the conversation books and the, you know, different question and answer sessions, you see Prabhupada would deal with a similar question from a different person, sometimes in a very different way. So preaching is dynamic, it's not static. You have to be attuned and you have to tune yourself into that particular situation and really try to connect with the super soul in that particular moment. But to know all the different arguments, like the Sanatana Dharma argument, it's a very powerful argument. It practically is the best argument. But these persons, his colleagues, are not, they don't know what that means. It's a foreign word for them, Sanatana Dharma. I mean, it appears that they are not Indians. You know, they would not even know what Sanatana Dharma doesn't mean anything to them. So according to the particular audience, we have to try to, just like a tailor, you know, he makes a, you can go to the department store and buy a suit.
както един шивач, като отива в магазина да си купи костюм.
Or you can go to a tailor and have a custom-made suit. That, you know, every little part of your body is perfectly fit for the shoulders, the upper arm, the lower arm, the cuff. Everything is just precisely measured for that particular person's body. So as preachers, we try not to be department store preachers, but tailors, yeah, preachers. That's what we try to do. Of course, in the beginning, we may be department store preachers, and that's also good. But with experience, we learn more and more, you know, after 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years of preaching, you, in seeing the result of what you said to that person, how it affected them, and always watching to study how it affects them, you gradually learn how to be more, how to tailor fit your presentation according to that particular situation. It's not something you can read in a book, it's by practice. By preaching, you actually have to connect with the super soul. To know what to say, I mean, just like I'm speaking just spontaneously here, trying to connect with the super soul right now to answer your question. It's not that I'm, you know, just quoting something from a purport, an exact quote. I'm trying to understand the essence of Prabhupada's teachings. And then explain and then answer your question on the basis of the mood of Prabhupada, the essence of Prabhupada's teaching. Next question.
Yesterday during the class you mentioned that although you are very lenient to us, although you are very lenient to us, you show leniency to us, you still see, you disagree with many things and you don't like many things here. Can you mention what are these?
I already mentioned. You want to know what I disagreed with or I didn't like? I mentioned the thing about the children. That was the big... I've already made that one public, so everybody can know. I'd like to see people, everyone who stays here in the temple, coming to Mangalarti as per Prabhupada's instructions.
Също така бих искал всички, които са тук в храма, да идват на Мангаларати според инструкцията на Шила Прабхупада.
And you know, so many things.
Има много неща.
It's probably too big of a list.
Може би твърде голям.
And I want to, you know, the basic thing, we want to encourage everybody to be Krishna conscious. To go deeper into the names. To go deeper into hearing, chanting, and remembering the Lord. His teachings, his pastimes, etc. We want to encourage that more and more. Because when that's there, then automatically everything else will come, will follow it. So sometimes if something is very glaring and we will point it out, but if it's the details, they'll be taken care of automatically in due course. We just focus on Krishna consciousness.
Question.
What is it?
What can I do so that I can be always a good boy?
Yes, that's a very good question. Thank you very much. Good boy means to be Krishna conscious. You have to always think, what does Krishna want me to do right now? Instead of thinking for your own pleasure, you have to always think, what can I do now that will give pleasure to Krishna? In other words, don't think about your own pleasure. Always think about pleasing Krishna. The good news is that when you do this, then you have 1,000 times more pleasure yourself. Any pleasure we try to squeeze out selfishly without thinking of Krishna, that is called feverish pleasure. It's not a very nice pleasure. It's dirty pleasure, you see. But when we try, when we base our pleasure on giving pleasure to Krishna, that's called clean pleasure. Just like nobody likes to be dirty. And it feels so good to be clean. You come out of that shower feeling really good. Wow, I'm all clean now. Suchi. So when we try to get pleasure independently of Krishna, then that's called dirty pleasure, muchi pleasure. But when our pleasure is based on doing things that please Krishna, then that's suchi pleasure, that's clean pleasure. And that pleasure is really, really sweet. Really, really sweet. So always try to please Krishna. Don't try to please yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does it make sense to you? Young boy? Do you understand? To always give pleasure to Krishna instead of to yourself? I didn't get an answer. Yes, do you understand what I'm saying? I asked him a question. I'm waiting for an answer. He said yes. Okay, all right, Vishnu Priya Manaji.
How we can give pleasure to Krishna?
Practically. All right. Now the concept is there. Now, what is the practical method of how to give pleasure to Krishna? That means when there is kirtan, you should participate in the kirtan. That you should join in the chanting, not just sit there or run around, but you should sit down and join the kirtan, or dance and join the kirtan. That means whenever there is a class, you should come and sit down nicely and hear the class with full attention. You can sit nicely, you can sit straight. You can sit like a yogi, yeah. No, like cross legs. No, sit like cross legs. No, the other way. Yeah, sit like a proper yogi, yeah. And you can sit with your back straight. Sit up a little bit like this, and this, so you can really hear well. This will help your hearing. Sit nice, sit comfortably, but sit straight. And then focus on hearing very attentively, you see. This will please Krishna. If he sees you sitting like a yogi, very nicely, paying close attention to every word. By this hearing process, you'll gain more pleasure than you will running around and playing. You'll be amazed. But you'll find that by hearing the Bhagavatam philosophy, you're swinging with Krishna and you won't be very interested in the swing outside anymore. Why be so excited about a swing on the side of the street in Sofia when I can swing with Krishna? So by hearing about Krishna, you can swing with Krishna. So become very eager for kirtan and for hearing about Krishna consciousness.
правиш киртан и да слушаш за Кришна.
Always learn to offer obeisances to the deities.
Също се научи да отдаваш почитание.
To the spiritual master.
На духовният учител.
And to the Vaishnavas.
На преданодадените на
Vaishnavas. And to your grandmother. Yeah, and to your always you should offer obeisances to your grandmother every day. Well, the first time you see her every morning, you should offer your obeisances to your grandmother. Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita that the austerity of the body is to offer respectful obeisances to one's mother and father.
В Бхагавад Гита Кришна казва, че отречението на тялото се състои в това човек да отдава почитание на своите родители.
I know Vishnu Priya Mataji, that was her training as a child. Every morning all the children would offer their obeisances to the mother and the father. All the family. All the children, they would offer obeisances to the mother and father. It's the first thing they do in the morning.
Децата в семейство, първото нещо, което прави сутринта, е да отдават почитание на майка си.
This is Vedic culture, you see. It's like the spiritual master, when he enters the room, we offer our obeisances. So the mother is also a guru. She is the spiritual master of the child, you see. So at least once in the morning, the child should offer obeisances to the mother. So these are some of the things you can do to become a very good boy.
Ето това са някои от нещата, които можеш да направиш.
And then another thing I like you, I want you to learn shlokas.
Винаги добър.
Също become learned in Vedas.
Искам да се научиш да цитираш стихове.
And I like you to learn shlokas also.
Shloki. Да изучиш, да станеш учен в Ведите.
Bhagavad Gita shlokas, yeah.
От Bhagavad Gita да учиш.
You learn the Sanskrit and the Bulgarian language.
Да ги научиш и на санскрит и на български.
Start memorizing shlokas so you can be a powerful preacher like Prahlad.
Да можеш да запомниш.
Hold your hands still, don't play with your feet.
Стихове, за да станеш могъщ проповедник като права.
Okay, Manaji.
Can children ever play?
Huh?
Can he ever go and play or not?
Yes, after the lecture you can play like anything. You can play like crazy, of course.
Разбира се, като свърши лекцията, можеш да си играеш колкото си искаш.
You'll be after hearing after a good kirtan and a good class, you'll be the most empowered playing child in the whole yard out there. You'll be supercharged. The other kids are going, wow, where is he getting all this energy? You see? So yeah, you'll become the most powerful child. By hearing kirtan, you'll become supercharged. The children will all relish your association. You become overcharged, supercharged with bhakti. The children will all very much like your association. I say, this is amazing. You become like a Prahlad. And they will inquire from you about self-realization. And then you become very, very good boy.
He's offering water to his deities.
Yeah, I know, you told me that. Why not Krishna? Anyway. No, that's all right. What you're doing is nice. Okay, any other questions?
Много думи, термини и даже и ритуали. Не можем да ги разберем, нали, с материални сили и първоначално. Мисълта ми е, нали, ние ги приемаме с вяра. И въпросът ми е, душата ни вътре в нас, разбира ли ги тези думи, термини и ритуали, нали, които, нали, аз съм реализирал, че след години, някакви 10 години ги разбирам, нали, и си ги обяснявам. Но мисълта ми е, въпросът ми е с душата. Душата разбира ли ги и примерно да продължаваме ли така да...
So his question is that there are many words, terms, and rituals that we perform every day, but they are in a foreign language to us. So we cannot understand them on the platform of the mind.
So you have to memorize the translations then.
Затова трябва да запомниш и преводите на тези неща.
To study the word for word meanings.
Да изучаваш дума по дума значенията.
You have to become learned scholar.
Да станеш образован учен.
So you understand the meaning, you see. Why does Prabhupada go to all this trouble to give the word-for-word translations? You should study the books and learn the translations. So you can give detailed translation, word by word, the different mantras.
Различните мантри, дума по дума да можеш да ги обясняваш какво означават. There is one flyer. This is a flyer we distribute to people and it says always chant with love Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and all your desires will be fulfilled. Is this okay? Is this
yeah, that's okay. That can be, can say, Len, because it's actually true. If you become a pure devotee, all your desires will be fulfilled, there's no doubt. Every single desire a pure devotee has is fulfilled by Krishna's grace. That's a thing. So it's absolutely true. Yeah.
The person who asked the question on your email, that he's a Hindu god. Krishna is Hindu god and Bhagavad
Gita
is a Hindu literature.
Mm-hmm.
So either of them does not know there is only one God.
One God? What are you talking about?
There is only one God. Where is a Hindu god and where is a Krishna?
God is one. That's right. Yeah. Just like the sun in the sky is a good example.
So both person does not have understanding there is only one God.
Yeah, God is one. Just like there's one sun in the sky, but you may call it by different names. In Bulgarian it has one language.
Значи тези личности, които спорят, нали, дали Бога е само за индусите и така нататък, те не разбират, че всъщност има само един Бог, както Слънцето е едно, но в различните езици се нарича по различен начин.
So, just imagine fighting over the name of the sun, how stupid that would be.
Представете си само, ако почнем ние да спорим за името на Слънцето, колко глупаво ще е това.
You know, it's like in Mexico, they call the sun El Sol. And in the U.S., we call it the sun. So we share a border with Mexico, just about a few hours down the highway from Austin, where I live. The Mexican border is there. So just imagine if Mexico and the U.S. had a war over what is the name of the sun.
Представете си само Мексико и Штатите да се сражават за името на Слънцето, кое е правилното име на Слънцето.
This is what they're doing in religion nowadays. It's absolutely stupid. It's asinine.
Това е което те правят в името на религията в днешно време и това е напълно глупаво.
It just doesn't make any sense. That's why people are becoming atheists. They're disgusted by the stupid nonsense in the name of religion. I mean, I don't blame people becoming atheists. It's so these religions are so ridiculous. But these atheists should hear from us, and we can show them a higher level understanding of reality that actually brings a personal God back into the picture in a very pure scientific, philosophical way.
Но тези атисти трябва да слушат от нас, да им представим истинския поглед върху реалността, така че отново да може да върнем Бога в
най-философски и привлекателни. Any last questions?
Последни въпроси.
Сега ще продължа, че трябва да приемаме гледната точка на, на материалистите, защото те нямат съвършено знание. Обаче, виждаме, че все повече и повече правилно знаете приемат много от нещата, които са базирани на модерния начин. Прием, да кажем, коя храна е злокословна и всичко. Как да се обличаме, как да се държиме за друг, даже психологията, всички тези неща.
You mentioned that we should not accept the view of reality of these materialists that we are preaching to. But now we can see that many devotees, they are accepting different things from the society, like what is a healthy food, or
how that's all right. The practical things.
Да, практичните неща няма проблем да се приемат.
I mean, devotees in New Vrindavan, they wrote Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how should we, what can we, how do we dig a well? They asked
Prabhupada.
Prabhupada's answer, ask a farmer. So for practical things, we can take advice. It's like my computer goes haywire. I call the technical service at Dell Corporation and they help me fix the computer. Practical matters, we can take advice. We can go to a medical doctor who's not a devotee. But when it comes to the world, to a world view, understanding of reality, that we only go for to the devotees.
Но когато става въпрос за погледа върху реалността, тогава това приемаме само предано от дадените.
Добре, ако те нямат съвършено знание, тогава как всъщност не могат да ги помогнат?
But if they do not possess perfect knowledge, how they can help? Said all.
Well, Palena Parichyate. Just like I'm taking the medicine that I'm taking right now, I have pneumonia. So the scientists who dreamed up this antibiotic that I'm taking, they're not devotees. But it's a fact that this antibiotic will help me. We know from by seeing so many examples, this antibiotic I've been given, it will help me to get over my pneumonia.
Опит, че този антибиотик, ако го приемам, той ще ми помогне да се излекувам от пневмонията.
And Prabhupada himself went to allopathic doctors who were not devotees.
Също така и Шрила Прабхупада ходил на такива лекари алопати, които не са преданали.
So the materialists do have a certain understanding of how to deal with the material energy. They do. They have some expertise in that department.
Материалистите имат опит с това как да работят с материалната енергия. Имат някаква експертност.
I mean, is it wrong to wear a watch designed by non-devotees? Well, this wasn't designed by devotees, so it must be imperfect. And we have to be practical, you see. Do you ever go in an automobile? Is that designed by a devotee? No, if it actually works, if it gets you from point A to point B in Krishna's service, then we can accept it. You see, before Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, they thought we can't use anything for this modern society. A sadhu cannot travel in a motor vehicle, then he's no longer a sadhu. Bhakti Siddhanta had his disciples traveling and he himself traveling in motor vehicles. That was a radical thing for a sadhu in those days. So this is the principle of Rupa Goswami, Yukta Vairagya, you see. If something can be used in Krishna's service, it is a mistake to give it up.
Ако нещо може да бъде използвано за служене на Кришна, би било грешка да се изостави.
So any, if modern technology like microphone, this wasn't invented by a devotee, a microphone. Anything modern technology, if it can be used in Krishna's service to help me serve Krishna better, I'd be a fool not to accept it. Isn't it? Yeah. So we have to judge by the result.
Затова ние трябва да съдим по резултата.
That's the bottom line.
Ето това е така основата.
Palena Parichyate. Judge by the result.
Трябва да съдим по резултата. Palena Parichyate.
Does that fully answer the question? Okay. So we've gone way over time. This was the last. Since this is the last lecture until September, I thought I could ask, give a few more questions. But I'll squeeze you in. You're the last one now.
Ами това, което каза Гуру Махарадж, означава, че трябва да учим и санскрит. И това е най-доброто, но как да стане това? Дали, за да можем да знаем, да бораем с думите и с превода. Трябва да ги зубрим, може би.
Пропад ги превел. Само... What you said means that we should learn Sanskrit so that we can know the words.
No, learn enough Sanskrit to give the translations. You don't have to go out and become Sanskrit scholars now.
Не е нужно да станеш учен по санскрит, просто трябва да знаеш достатъчно, че да можеш да преведеш, да дадеш превода.
Just like I'm not a Sanskrit scholar.
Аз самия не съм учен по санскрит.
But I can quote Sanskrit verses and I can give the translation.
Но аз мога да цитирам стихове на санскрит и да давам превода.
Shvavibra ushtra karai samstutak purushak pushu najatta karma pato peto jattu nama gadagra jaha. Those persons who are like dogs, hogs, camels and asses.
Тези личности, които са като кучета, магарета, камили.
Praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental pastime, the transcendental glories of Lord Shri Krishna. The deliverer from all evils. I did take one semester of Sanskrit, but I said this is too much for me. I'm not going to go any further. And I only made a B in the course. I didn't make an A. It was the first B I had made. After a devotee, every course I had taken, I took a few courses after I became a devotee. I was making A's in every course. But in Sanskrit, I made a B. It's very, very tough going Sanskrit grammar. Now, if you really have a strong desire, we do have a Sanskrit academy in Govardhan, and they take students free of charge. If you're very keen and eager and determined, they'll actually give you, as I remember, free room and board. But you have to be very dedicated and working very hard and learning that Sanskrit. It's not child's play. It's hard work. Very hard work. But you have to be proficient in English because the classes are taught in English. So you'd have to become expert in English first, and then you could study at our Sanskrit Academy in Govardhan.
Така че най-напред трябва да станеш експерт по английски, за да можеш да учиш в тази академия.
So I think it's an over-endeavor for you, Prabhu. I think you can just study the word-for-word translations, and this way you can get enough Sanskrit to get by.
Така че Според мен ти трябва да изучаваш дума по дума преводите, за да, да научиш достатъчно санскрит, така че да можеш да се оправиш.
I mean, I love Sanskrit. It's so sweet. I'd love to recite shlokas in Sanskrit. The most beautiful language, the most incredibly beautiful language you could ever imagine.
Санскрит е наистина прекрасен, невероятен език и аз обичам да чета и да рецитирам шлоки.
Самашватеге палапалава плавам махатпадам пун Punya jasho mare marari bavam bodir vatsa param param padam 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 yadvibhatam natesham. So sweet. I mean, Shakespeare would be envious, you know. Shakespeare is nothing compared to Vyasadev. I mean, it's just incredible poetry. Just see how the syllables, you know, are bouncing around. Bavam bodir vatsa param param padam 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 yadvibhatam natesham. It's amazing language, you know. So you don't need to be a Sanskrit scholar to quote the slokas and to give the translations. Just study what's here in these books that you've been given. Study what's in the books. Learn what's in the books. And that amount of scholarship will make you a very highly qualified scholar. Just learn what's in these books. That's all. Don't need to go anywhere else. Just whatever books you have right now in the Bulgarian language, you study those books very thoroughly. Study the Sanskrit, study the English, study the word for words. You become a highly learned scholar. If you just study Prabhupada's books, you will become very thoroughly, you become the greatest learned scholar in the world.
Ако изучаваш внимателно книгите на Прабхупада, ще станеш най-великият учен в света.
There's such depth of knowledge in Prabhupada's books. It's amazing.
Има такава дълбочина на знание в книгите на Прабхупада.
You won't find any books like this in any university, anywhere in the whole universe.
Не може да се намерят никъде такива толкова дълбоки книги в цялата вселена.
So, we have run out of time. So we'll look very much forward to coming back in September. There'll be the Ratha Yatra in Slivim. We'll be coming for that. We'll be going to Burgas to spend a couple of days out there with the cows and the vegetables. Nitai Chandra and Gaurav Chandra. Yes.
We'll try to organize Ratha Yatra in Burgas if there is no problem from the people there.
Burgas Ratha Yatra the next day. Double header. Slivin one day, Burgas the next. Yeah. So it's going to be we have something, some real nectar to look forward to. Balashing Krishna together again in September would be very nice. And we've actually scheduled even next year, 2011's visits to the Bulgaria again. You're on the schedule for twice in 2011 also. So, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. We are chanting Hare Krishna wherever we are. You're chanting here, so we are all together by chanting Hare Krishna. There's no separation, actually. Prabhupada said, when we chant Hare Krishna, because we're all chanting Hare Krishna, we're all packed up tightly together, you see. So we thank you very much for so enthusiastically participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. The wonderfully simple and simply wonderful Krishna consciousness movement. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Śrīla Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.